This is Business Update from the BBC, the main headlines. Angela Merkel remains at the helm of Europe's biggest economy. The new Uber CEO has apologised for its actions in London. And a conflict over who owns oil offshore from Ghana and Ivory Coast has been resolved. I'm Lucy Burton at the BBC's Business Unit in London. Today, Angela Merkel begins her fourth term in office after winning the German election yesterday. But the leader of Europe's biggest economy will have to govern with a far less stable coalition in a fractured parliament after her Conservative Party lost ground, a support surge for the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Whilst the German economy is performing well, many feel that in her new term, the Chancellor needs to invest more in infrastructure. Here's Carsten Bresky from ING in Frankfurt.
The economic problems are there's a clear lack of investment in traditional infrastructure, but mainly in new modern infrastructure. When you look at digitalization, Germany is really running behind actually most of the rest of Europe. Very poor broadband internet, very bad mobile phone receptions. And this is not only a problem for consumers, but it's also a problem for the German small and medium-sized enterprises, because they normally are located actually in rural areas. So it's even more important to connect these companies to the internet to finally move Germany into the 21st century.
The new chief executive of Uber has apologised for what he called the taxi app's mistakes in London. The city says it won't renew the company's licence to operate due to concerns over safety and background checks. Some analysts say this latest row will prompt Uber to start acting more like a traditional employer. Here's Mark Stevens, technology lawyer for Howard Kennedy.
Uber's business model has basically been to work on the edge of the law with new technology as an alibi. And now its rogue business model is proving to be a bit of a liability. And they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, although it provides many benefits, for example, the disabled and for people being able to move around cheaply, it also has problems. And I think, you know, this exploitation of the workers, particularly in Europe, is something which breaches European law because the drivers clearly are employees by any definition that European law or British law would use. And in those circumstances, that is a problem for Uber's business model. And the sooner they sort of wake up, smell the coffee on that issue, and then adapt their model so that they can carry on business, I think everybody will be much happier.
A decade-long territorial dispute between Ghana and Ivory Coast over control of an oil-rich offshore region has been settled in favour of Ghana. It's thought there are up to 300 million barrels of oil in the so-called TEN fields. The decision means that Tullow Oil, the UK-listed company which found the oil, can resume extraction activities. George Kasnov is their spokesman.
We will now seek to procure a rig and get the necessary permits in place from the government of Ghana, and we would expect and hope to start redrilling around the end of the year. We are a company that has a significant amount of debt. The best way to deal with debt is through cash flow, and certainly if we can increase the production that we own, our net production, that certainly helps us in terms of dealing with our debt.
On the financial markets, November Brent crude oil is up 86 cents at $57.72 a barrel. This is the BBC.
This is the business update from the BBC World Service.
Africa's struggle with malnutrition remains a major hindrance to its economic success. That's according to a report released at the 2017 African Green Revolution Forum held in Ivory Coast earlier this month. Tamsin Ford sent this report from Abidjan, the economic capital of Ivory Coast.
Women squeeze their way through the narrow aisles of the covered market in Belleville. The heat is like a moist blanket. It's not even midday and the tomatoes are already beginning to turn. The rank smell of putrid vegetables hangs in the air.
No product is so poor ici.
Our produce is rotting here, says Aishata Mariko, the head of the women's group at the market.
Actually, les tomates là, ça va pas.
The tomatoes aren't good, she explains, saying many of them had already started to rot before they'd even arrived because of the bad roads. In this whole market, there are only three refrigerators, she says, although refrigerators are almost useless when the electricity cuts out. On the other side of Abidjan, in the cool air conditioning of the city's top hotel, It's the opening of this year's African Green Revolution Forum. Set up 7 years ago, heads of state, agriculture ministers, banks and the private sector are all here to talk about how to boost the continent's agriculture.
It's like what I call a leaky bucket. Food is being lost, but not many people are talking about it.
Betty Kibara from the Rockefeller Foundation is talking about post-harvest waste, which can be as high as 50%. The private foundation's YieldWise programme focuses on reducing food waste. Their goal is to halve it by 2030.
I think we're going to get there. It might not be that easy, but if I can just go by one example. In Nigeria, we have found that by using plastic crates, when you harvest tomatoes, put them in a crate and transport them, you reduce loss by 70%. So in Tanzania...
Without cold storage, without anything else?
Without cold storage. In Tanzania, for the last two seasons, our data is showing that by farmers having the connection to market, having the technologies, using that integrated approach, it's already reducing loss by 20%. But it needs to be done in a bigger scale.
Last year's African Green Revolution Forum in Nairobi managed to raise $30 billion. This year, it wants to look at how that money's being spent, but also to focus on how agriculture can boost jobs, particularly for its 300 million young people. Gilbert Hungbo, Togo's former prime minister, is the president of the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development.
With Africa at least 25% of the arable land in the world, we can produce enough to feed and to export.
Hopes of feeding the world when it can't yet feed itself. Africa imports more food than it exports. 80% of farms are smallholders with less than 2 hectares of land. Work is done by hand by the poorest of the poor. There's limited access to technology, to finance, to pesticides, to education.
It's not just a matter of food security and nutrition. It's how do we bring our youngsters to really have this kind of change of mindset, not to look at agriculture like is by last resort. And secondly, looking at agriculture purely as a commodity, that you dare to make a living, you dare to make money.
Back at the market, rotting food is being trodden into the ground. We're suffering here, says Aishata. We don't have access to anything. At the moment, Africa's population growth is outstripping any agricultural developments. And until that changes, as Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, said while she was addressing the forum, the whole of Africa is at risk of famine. Tamasin Ford, BBC News, Abidjan, Ivory Coast.
Well, some academics say that actually huge strides are being made in Africa, which aren't being given enough recognition. Thomas Reardon is a professor at Michigan State University.
The estimates that one finds at the level of international organizations of the total wastage are usually about 30 to 40 to 50%. There's been a series of careful, detailed survey studies of waste in food supply chains, and the numbers are far lower than that, something like maybe 10%. And many of those estimates have been essentially inherited over the decades from earlier debates and repeated, while there's been a lot of change in the food systems in Africa.
Thomas Reardon there. Well, just time to have another quick look at the markets. The London Morning Goldfix was $1,296 an ounce. The London's 100 share index is currently down 0.1% at 73.02, and the euro is at $1.18.7 US cents. This is all for this edition of Business Update. Goodbye.